Okay, five words for Parsha Shoifti, Meshchodesh El, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Alern Shvili Nishmas, Eser Tehila, Bas, Rab Gabriel Pinchas, also the designated day of my grandfather, my Saba's family's Mishpacha, father, mother, brother, daughter, was Erev Meshchodesh El, so we're also going to be learning Le Nishmas, Chaim Ben Sinai, Hinda, Bas of Yaakov, Yehuda Le Ben Chaim, Esther Bas Chaim, all the Neshama should be Ketidigo Lamayla, Mayla. And also for the Imras Taharas, the Baal Rachmish Rebbe Rebbe, Zuchus Segalenu, passed away today, and his neshama returned itself to his creator. We get so much Torah from him, from the Shir from earlier in the week, from later in the week. Shvizochu to continue to connect to the Tzadik through his Torah. The first idea brought down from the Rebbe himself was from the Kuzhet Tzemaga that Rebbe says, Shoyiv to Meshoyiv Titi and Lechob Bechol Sharecha, Shashem Alekacha Noi Sinach, the opening passage to our Parsha, to our Sedja. It says that you have judges and police officers that are watching over your gates. It's famously the Tot Lashal HaKadosh. It says, B'chol Sharech refers to the Zion openings of a person's got to be careful. B'chol Sharech refers to the two eyes, two ears, two nostrils in your mouth. And the Kushner Simagat says something very, very similarly, but he connects it to Shoftim to Elo. He needs a Parsha Azos Nikras Tomet B'chodesh Elo. Shehucha Na'is L'chol Ishi Ishi L'bore V'nisach L'nechatosha Shechat Chol Shana. Basically, at the end of the day, says Kushner Simagat, it's not Stam. The Pasha Shoftim is always read in Rosh Chodesh El, or in month of El. It allows people to do a cheshbon nefesh, to feel bad, and do charot and regret, and to do tshuva for our sins. Okay, and sorach lismamer she's gone. This is many libel if negiyot doyel. Thomas Yishal said, "Chayil one mazav hoyoyed." It's proper to be to do tshuva, and specifically on those seven things: two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and our mouth. So the things that we saw, the things that we said, the time of cheshbon nefesh. This is what the Rebbe writes in Hayom Yom from the Friedrich Rebbe as well, from Chav Zayin and Achmav. In the Hayom Yom, Chodesh Elo Hu Chodesh HaCheshbon. Chodesh Elo is a month of reckoning. Gemol Gashves Yinei Bala Isak B'Chadeshia Isak B'Davi Yitain Madorach Rabbah Rav. Soch Mizan Zman Dalas HaCheshbon Tzayik Veschor Chonos Kein Hu Gam Bavodas Haruchnis Bavodas Hashem Isvach Choshana Hine Kol Yisrael Iske B'Torim Mitzus Minas Tovus Chodesh Elo Chodesh HaCheshbon Shokol Echav Echam Yisrael Kol Chavach Hashem Shayla Dira. Basically, at the end of the day, just like every businessman does a reckoning at the end of the year, you do your tax to see where did I gain, where did I miss. It's so too in our spirituality, in our Torah, in our mitzvahs, in our midos. Mantvelo is a time of reckoning of cheshbon nefesh for every Jew to his capacity, but on their level. So how can I be better? Where did I just do, not just in our averus, but how can I make my not just my sumer rabba, how can I make my asay tov better as the rabba? Very important. What an incredible idea from Kudus Ramagi. It was very similar from the Shal HaKadosh and from the Yom Yom from the Friedrich Rebbe, idea number two. Idea number two is similar to stay with the same pasuk. Says the Kiddushas Levi. We've said this Kiddushas Levi before, but we're going to say it again. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know the Gemara in Megillah tells us, the way we judge others will be the way Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us. Kodesh Baruch Hu now is Malach Basada, but in 30 days the Rabbeinu Shem is going to be by the Kisei Kava, and he's going to see. Who are those people that are patient? Who are those people that give people the benefit of the doubt? When I was in the Melech Basada, says the Kishasleiki, the way we act down here will be the way that we get judged upstairs. That's why the Pasuk says, the Shaftu us the all Mishpat Tzedek, made sure to judge other people with righteousness. Because if we are careful to judge every Zera Yisrael, the Kishasleiki, if we're careful, the ways to act with kindness and sensitivity and give everyone, every Jew the benefit of the doubt, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will act in kind. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the Odeya Tumah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will know if we're doing it just to get a good report card grade. Hashem wants to know, right? Hashem is he knows our intentions. He knows our machshavas, levish. Atzis Hashem, he talk. At the end of the day, if we want to have a good judgment day, how are we judging others? How are we looking at us? How are we viewing others? This is Takan from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Not Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we'll say that later, but the Baal Shem Tov. Open a Mishnah to Perkei Avos in 2nd Perek. It says, Dal Mal Amandacha. Know what above comes from you. What's above? Mimcha. Know what's above you. A watchful eye, listening ear, whatever, everything you, is written down. It says the Baal Shem Tov, no, Dal Mal Amala, Mimcha. What is above? Mimcha comes from you down here. You have a Ratzon to bring the Tzinor. If you have a Ratzon for Chesed, for looking for the good, then the Rabbeinu Shem is going to bring a tzinu of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a pipeline down of kindness, compassion for you and your family. I love this, the difference between Kutur Salevi for the Baal Shem Tov. Din number three. Din number three comes to us from Rav Heschel of Krakow. Tezayin Yud Tes. Rav Heschel of Krakow. I don't believe it's the Chanukah Satorah. I believe it's the Rebbe that came after the Tosfos Yontov. Rav Heschel of Krakow. I think. I can't say for sure. I see it quoted in the Sefer. Lo sikach shoychad. You should not accept a bribe. So it's a maisa. The Rebbe, Rav Heschel of Krakow, once presided over a court case involving a very big machlokes between two wealthy individuals and over a very large sum of money. A few days before the trial, one of the wealthy men came to Rav Heschel and said, I will be coming before the Rebbe in a few days for a din Torah. Please see to that justice is served. Upon concluding his words, he removed 100 dinarim, 100 bucks, and he put it on Rav Heschel's table. Rav Heschel took the money, and requested that the man return to him the following day. After the man left, Rav Heschel called his wife and asked her to prepare a big suda for their family, for their children, their grandchildren. The next day, Rav Heschel said that he was surrounded by the entire mishpacha. He called for their intention. Maybe their Zayde would have to see him. Maybe something else going on. See him on Shas, see him on Masechta. He said no. And he took out the 100 dinarim and he counted the money in front of them 1, 2, 3 times. Naturally, his friend is very curious. What's he doing? What's Zayde, what's Tati doing with all the money? Rav Heschel said, you're probably asking me. This is a bribe. I invite you here today in order that you should see for yourselves what a bribe looks like. Now they've seen it, you will know to flee from it like fire. And he asked for them all to go. And then he called the wealthy man. And he said the following. No, and the mishpacha didn't see. When he arrived, he gave the money before him and rebuked him harshly. At the end of the day, he went on to show his mishpacha. He was being mekayem mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. And you can't even let it go in for 1 second. Maybe on our level, we don't even hold the money overnight. But on his level, he wanted to be able to teach to his kids. You know, Chazal say that if you let the Yetzer in for just for 1 little second, give him 1 little inch, then next day it's a little bit more. Next thing you know, it's a mitzvah. You can't even give an inch, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe said when it came back to giving land for peace. Not even an inch. So just like we don't give an inch of land, so too, like Rav Schechter brings this down as well, so too we don't give an inch to the Yitzhahara. Not an inch. That's what Rav Heschel of Krakow was teaching us. Beautiful. Idea number four and five come from the Rachman Shifka Rebbe himself. The first one he quotes his father-in-law. In the previous Rebbe, Tomim Tia Im Hashem HaKachal Yuchesu Gimel. With tamimus, with simplicity. And Rashi says, what does it mean? He says, you know what it means to mean tamim, to be pure. And tamim means to don't look after the future. Rather, whatever comes upon you, make sure makabal with tamimus. Makabal it with righteousness and with simplicity. And the previous Rebbe, the father-in-law of the Rebbe, Emir Stahir, who just passed away today, says, he used to say this Rashi all over, Hayragilomer, Der Rashi Oif Tomim Tia is a gesund, a ganze Musa Sefer. You have to say in the Yeshkabat. This Rashi is a ganze Musa Sefer. For us to know, Kol Ma Sheyav Alecha Kabba B'kiba B'timimus. Everything that Kapan Tzimach, Kol Dabar Chamon Tov Avid, Gemara and Brachas, everything that Rabbi Kiva says, everything comes. How do you have that tamimus? How do you have that amuna? It comes with the midah of anova. Not so we say, the Chiddush Rim says, the panimius of the month of Elul is a krieg siv and mizmal of soda. We say, who are son of Elo Anachnu? He created us, Velo Anachnu, and we are his. But Velo can be spelled Lamed Vav, he his, but it's also Lamed Av, not. The more, says the Chiddush Rim, the more we make ourselves Lamed Aleph, submit and surrender ourselves to Rabbanu Shalom, the more we become Lamed Vav, the more we become His. The more we surrender with Amuna Peshuta, like Rabbi Nachman tells us. The more we surrender with our Tamimus and Amuna Peshuta, the more we become His. And that's what El is. Lo, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Vav. That's the whole month of El. To work on our Bittul, our spotless. Everything up comes upon us. Like Rashi says, Kiba Alech Mashi Alech B'Tamimus. And the Rebbe said, Tom and Tia as a Gezunt of Musa Sefer. This Rashi is Namish of Musa Sefer. Idea number five. And the Rebbe, Imras Taurus himself. Now later on in the parsha, the pasuk tells us of Chav Ches, Mi Ha'ish Hayare Bahalach Yelech B'Yashav Al Beis. Someone who is scared about going out to war. Right? We usually think he says about going to war. No, even Shoftim, if someone's scared to war, he should go home. No, she says, well, you have the sins in your hand. You talk to him between putting in your Rashi, your Tefillin Shorosh, Tefillin Shayat. But here, then must tell us the Rebbe himself, the Chmishav Rebbe, Zuchus Yogan Alino, the Shema should continue to have Sor and Shemaim and Shemaim and Tzosha for us and all Klai Yisrael. He says, we see an incredible thing. He says, what does it mean? Akin ha'ish ha'yorev ha'rach ha'levav Yashav Beiso? He says, It's all about chevra. Someone who's scared, they're not going to be able to fight off the Yitzhara. You're part of the Chabu, you're part of your friends. Make sure you go home. You don't want to affect your brother. You don't want to affect the Iker Koyach of the Yitzhara. And if you're scared, we don't want you to be on the battlefield because you're going to affect other people also. They're going to start running away too. Go home. And it says, if this works for a chabur, for a negative, how much more so works for Torah and for mitzvos? If it works on negatively, then we don't make sure we don't catch COVID spiritually, quote unquote. We also want to make sure that we spread the good, spread the light. How important it is to have a chevra. How important one is, one of the things that Pirkei Avos, the Memchaz Dvarim, Tosfos writes, at the beginning of Beis Kiddush, we just started. The Memchaz Dvarim, one of the Dvarim is to have good friends. Avas Chaverim, to have good friends, to have good influences in your life. This is what the Rebbe says himself. More than having a Rebbe is making, just as important having a Rebbe, is make sure you have Avas Chaverim. But that Jew, Mi'a'ish, Hayroch, Varol Yavav, go home. You're scared, we don't want you to affect anyone else. Go home. In the same way that works for negative, it also works for positive. To spread the light, to be an Am, or Lagoyim, not just be an Or Lagoyim, but Or La Yisrael. Let's read these five ideas. You start off saying the first two ideas from the Avodah Yisrael, and you just leave the Avodah Yisrael first. Shoyt v'shoyt v'tel chob chol sha'arech. Chol sha'arech refers to the gateways, the two eyes, the two ears, the one mouth, and the two nostrils. So to be careful what comes in. And this is the month of Elul. The month of Elul is always read in the Pasha Shoyt, for us to be able to be the Shoyt, and the Shoyt v'shoyt v'shoyt over our own bodies, like the Shalach Kodesh says. And this is what the Friedrich Rebbe said, Hayom Yom, Elo is a time of Rech Cheshbon. Just like in Gashmis, a person has to do a Cheshbon Nefesh on their bank account, so too in their business deal, and so too with our mitzvahs. Not just the nervous, but our mitzvahs too. How's my learning? How's my Shalom Bayis? How's my davening? How's my tefillin? How's my mitzvahs? How's my Merad Olam Chaver, Ben Adam L'Malka, Ben Adam L'Atzma? Kiddush HaSlevi, Kishoyt V'Shoyt V'Titi and L'Cha, Gemara Megill, Yom Beis, and my Beis tells us the way we judge others will be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, right? But at the end of the day, if we judge v'shatu asal mishpat tzedek, then they're bonus shalom. If we judge with kindness and compassion and give others the benefit of the doubt, so to the bonus shalom also give us the benefit of the doubt. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says, not just what's above you, Allah listening or whatever is written down. No, what happens above Mimcha comes from you down here. The third year, from the Meister of Herschel of Krakow, and the slow Sikach Shoika, not to take a bribe, someone came in, two wealthy men, but make sure to do an injustice. And he slipped in 100 dinar, slipped him $100 bill. Then, and he said he kept it, and he invited his mishpacha the next day to, you see, this is what a bribe looks, and he counted it out. So you have to run away very fast. And he let them go, and very, very quietly invited that back in, and he gave him a lot of mustard to that guy. Can't even give an inch. Just like the Lubav Chairman of Shakta, so you don't give an inch back to the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's Mamash, Klal Yisrael's not for peace. We see what happens. You give back an inch for land. There's no shalom. But, and that could be shalom with, I'm not a poistik and I'm nothing. I'm just quoting from when I heard from the Rebbe, from Rav Shechter. And I believe actually Rav Shechter wrote a piece and gave it to the Rebbe. The Rebbe, the Lubav Chairman, when I heard, I think Rav Shechter told me this. The Lubav Chairman, so when Rav Shechter was coming to the BC, the Lubav Chairman, so one of the Hasidim found out that Rav Shechter wrote a whole essay about giving back land, and then he held that it's also for Shalom, and the Rebbe, and he said the Rebbe is going to appreciate this, make sure to bring it. And he brought it in. The Rebbe very much appreciated this, what Rav Shechter told me. Just like we don't get an inch back for Shalom to the Yishmaelim, to our cousins, so we don't give an inch to the Yitzhara. We don't give an inch. The fourth idea, and the fifth idea from the house of the Racham HaShivka Rebbeim, and number four from the previous server, Kibel Timim, Timim's Rashi says, Tom and Timim, Hashem Chach, what does it mean? That everything that happens to you, Kabel Timim's. And this, and then the prophetic Rebbe said, Pes, Rach Mashiach Rebbe said, this is the Avodah, this is the Mutzah Sif for this Rashi. How to get to Samuna was having this Batlas of Kedush Shem, Hu Asan of Allah Anachna. But lo, the more we become Lamanav, nullify ourselves, the more we become Lamanav his. Finally, for the final idea, that Mr. himself, the Rach Mashiach Rebbe himself, who just passed away today, of Chai Yitzchak, Sukhus Yogan Alinu, someone who has sins on their hand, go home. You're scared, go home. Not scared because you have COVID, because you might affect others. Make sure if you have chevra and you're going to fail, go home. Don't affect others. But so too, it also means the tov and ruba. If you're strong on Torah and you're Shema and you're mitzvah, make sure to spread it. If you have a koach to spread to others, make sure to spread it. Don't keep it for yourself. Right? The Kishos HaMagid says, Ki Adam La'amo Yula. La'amo stands for Limon Amanas Lamed. We're in this world to work. The pasuk says in Eiv, we learn in order to teach, not just about ourselves. We hear a good word, we hear a good ma'isa. You have a good hashrach. I brought the story. Got to spread it to the veld. We should zochav as Hashem to continue doing our cheshbon and our averus and our mitzvos to understand to spread the ahava, to spread the chesed, the kindness, that tzedek. And if we do that, the Rebbeinu Shalom will bless us with ava and chesed. If we got to come from a pure place, not just because we want to get a good grade, come on Shoshana time. My aunt don't give an inch to the Yitzhahara to understand El is about bittul, or Amunah is all about bittul. Nullifying ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and to understand the importance of having a good chevra. The importance of Hengel Chever, that's Kisr Shach Tanas. Elul is Ish the Reyo Matanas of Yonim. To make sure that Rosh Tevis Elul, to make sure that Ashur and Chever, as the Shem Spoke Shem, everyone, Ksivis Matov, Gilgabet Shtir.